The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, thanks for listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker and owner, in with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Pat. And our very special guest this week, Melanie McLean with Jackson Real Estate, a 32-year veteran of the real estate industry. Welcome.
Thank you, Jackie and Patrick, for having me. I'm really delighted to be here.
We're delighted you're here with us. Thanks so much. We are here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss everything real estate. Our Century 21 Quality Service Award-winning office has many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years. You can feel free
to email us at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll-free at 888-399-5225.
You can friend us on Facebook at Jack Ruddy, or you can listen to archive radio shows, search the MLS, or search our listings by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. And don't be shy. You can always suggest a topic by going to
send it to us at questions@jruddy.com.
Okay, Melanie McLean of Jackson Real Estate, which I understand is a new business, a new office.
It's a new old office.
Okay, that's a good way of putting it.
In the 1960s, my mother, who's now deceased, Evelyn Jackson, started Jackson Real Estate. She was actually the first woman licensed in Lycoming County to sell real estate. She was the first woman president of our local board. After college, I joined the firm, worked with my mother for many years. In 2001, when my mother passed away, I sold the brokerage end of the business because, as you know, because you've been in my classes, I do a lot of teaching and speaking and writing. My husband got in the business. He's very good at it. And we decided to reopen Jackson Real Estate because we wanted to have a nice, small boutique firm focused on our little town and on quality service.
Excellent. Wonderful opportunity. You appraise, you're a certified appraiser, you're a real estate instructor, you're a real estate broker. You do many things. You wear many hats. What do you enjoy doing the most?
Without question, teaching is what I really enjoy the most. And I think I've told you the story. I got home from college and said, I want to go teach. And my mother said, get your real estate license. And then I figured out I could teach realtors. So I've done that. I really do enjoy the business, and I enjoy listing and selling and appraising. And if you're going to teach real estate, you really have to have your feet wet. You have to be in the trenches.
I agree. And you're a wonderful teacher, and you're so gifted and talented in that facet of the business. I have to give you a lot of credit for what you do. And you travel a lot, too. So your husband is your boss, right?
He is now the boss. He is now the broker of record of Jackson Real Estate. And that's fine. As you know, here in Pennsylvania, we have a failure to supervise rule that our real estate commission has that they're pretty strict about. A broker has to supervise the agents. And since I'm on the road, I'll be going to two New England states within the next month or so. I'll be going to Virginia in October. Jim will be there kind of holding down the fort.
That's great. And I just can't imagine working.
You can't imagine working with your husband?
Well, we do work together. It's just, I can't imagine that role reversal where you're the broker. But you never know what the future may hold, right?
I know. I'm going to heaven. I'm going straight to heaven.
Yes, that's what you say every day, several times a day. But you have to go to Melanie's classes in order to become a broker.
Yes, so that's not in my future. Not right now.
You never know. Okay. So you're opening an office, well, you opened it August 1st, correct?
Correct. Actually, we have the physical location. When I sold the brokerage end of the business, I retained the appraisal business. I kept it in an office building my husband and I own. So all we really had to do was add back in the brokerage. And that was actually part of our decision to leave the other company we were with and go back on our own, because the appraisal office is geographically very close to our homes. and the office where we had our licenses was further away, we went to the appraisal office to make copies and to use the computers and to print things out. So we had all the overhead expense, and we thought, you know what? We're already paying this. We might as well just reopen for brokerage.
Okay. Well, in these challenging times, because the business hasn't, we've experienced a downturn, and I know that your area is much like our area. You're from the Jersey Shore, Pennsylvania, not the Jersey Shore, New Jersey. And there's no body of water around you, correct?
The West Branch of the Susquehanna River.
Okay, just the river.
I'm near Williamsport. If people can remember Little League World Series, I'm between Williamsport, where that is, and State College, where Penn State is. So I'm really in the middle of the state.
Okay.
And Jackie, you're right. It's challenging times, but challenges are opportunities. When I got in the business in the late 70s, we had tremendously high interest rates. 18-20%. It was not a great time to be in the real estate market. In my particular market, the other thing that happened at that time was Piper Aircraft left Lock Haven. They were a major employer. They pulled out. They went to Florida, left a lot of people out of work. You and I know unemployed people do not buy houses. Now, the big scheme, first of all, Pennsylvania never, in my opinion, went down in the market, because we never went up in the market the way others did. I'm in a part of the state where we're really feeling the impact of Marcellus Shale, and I think we have just scratched the surface of Marcellus Shale. I think we're going to see more and more of that. But I'm an optimist, as you are. I believe that successful people will be successful in all kinds of times, good times and bad times.
Okay, well, good outlook. I like that outlook. And it intrigued me, though, when I saw that. And I thought, well, this is a risk taker. You are someone that doesn't let things hold you back. And I admire that in you. So what do you think about a recovery? Do you think a recovery is happening in the housing industry? Every day we turn on the news and we hear negative, 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 and how bad this is and how bad that is and so on and so forth. And everything I read on the computer, in print, on the internet, sometimes we get the positive article. However, most of the time we're reading negative stuff out there. What do you think about a recovery? Is it happening?
It's happening in some markets. You had shared with me that your market is up 6% this year to last year. Earlier this summer, I saw an article in the Wall Street Journal, and the author said, real estate used to be location, location, location. It is now employment, employment, employment.
I agree.
And he surveyed cities, and the ones doing the best were the ones with good employment. You and I know, Jackie, number one, people without jobs do not buy houses. But the insidious effect of high unemployment that I have observed is that people get scared. And they say, well, you know, I have my job, but my brother-in-law got laid off. This might not be a good time to buy. That's the effect of long-term unemployment. We really need to get people back to work.
Yes.
We need to work through the inventory, but our inventory in Pennsylvania, not as high as some places.
Right. Well, Scranton, I can tell you that the unemployment for June, and there's always a lag time, but for June, the unemployment rate in Scranton right now, Wilkes-Barre, Scranton area, unemployment is just exactly where the national unemployment rate is at 9.2%. Now, our sales prices are up 6% from last year at this time. The national sales price is down 5%, yet my sold data, my pending data, is down from last year at this time. So, you know, there's conflicting numbers out there, yeah. And so are we in a recovery, or are we not in a recovery?
I think a lot of what's going to happen with the recovery is going to be based upon choices people make in the coming months with respect to who gets elected and what agenda is pursued. We certainly need a national recovery. They're saying now we're going into another recession. I'm not really sure we came out of the first one. I asked my husband this morning. He was a finance major at Penn State. He said, well, we had two consecutive quarters of growth. I said, well, how much growth? 0.4%. No one notices 0.4%. So I think that's the issue. But you and I were saying earlier, and I really believe this, 5 years from now, people are going to be saying to realtors, why didn't you make me buy a house? There was so much inventory. Rates were so low. Why didn't you make me buy a house?
Well, funny you should say that, because our absorption rate right now is at 14 months of inventory out there. whereas last year at this time, it was at 12. So, it's never been a better time to buy in terms of value out there. And if we're, our sales price is up 6% from last year at this time, then prices are going up.
They absolutely are. And the other thing is, these interest rates will not last forever.
Mm-mm.
Everyone's got to understand that they're not going to last forever. I'm very concerned, national scene, not local scene. I'm very concerned about inflation because I remember we had high interest rates as a cure for inflation. That was when Volcker was chairman of the Fed and Carter was president. Well, what did we have this spring? We had massive flooding in the Mississippi Valley. So we're going to have a lot of crops that were never grown. That's going to boost prices on things like corn, which will make everything more expensive, including food, fuel, everything. I think we've already got inflation. I notice it when I go to the grocery store. I notice it when I get gas in my car. I think you do too. And high interest rates are what cures that.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And today we're talking with Melanie McLean, a seasoned real estate professional, instructor, broker, certified appraiser. And she has an office she just opened in the middle of the state of Pennsylvania, Jersey Shore. You know, when I go to the grocery store, what hits me the most is coffee.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Coffee? What about meat? Mm. What about beef? I understand beef is going to go up even more. Now, of course, consumers make choices. They will sometimes change from beef to chicken or pork. But what amazes me, and a lot of people don't realize this, there are 11 different baskets for the Consumer Price Index. The government decides what goes in the baskets, and some of them very cleverly do not have food and fuel in their basket, which I don't understand at all because everyone has to eat. But I do think that inflation is here, and I'm afraid we're going to have the bitter pill of higher interest rates.
Eventually, yes, I think you are correct. We're going to head towards a break. Before we do so, we always like to review a listing. Pat?
I have a listing by Jason Thomas. It's at 345 New Street. It's $74,900. It's 4 bedrooms, 2 baths. This is for a larger family. It's 2,250 square feet. It's close to downtown, lots of transportation. It has 2 newer bathrooms and lots of home if you just need extra space. That's 345 New Street for $74,900.
Thank you, Pat. Stay with us. We will be back after a very brief break. On 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years' experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you will experience the gold standard. Our network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. We know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. We shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from the marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. Great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit www.jruddy.com, where they will work to champion your best interests all the way.
Thank you.
You're rejoining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, owner, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Hello again, Jackie.
Hello again, and our very special guest, Melanie McLean. How are you?
I'm great.
Before the break, Melanie, we were talking about the recovery. And if there is a recovery and you're seeing signs of inflation, you no doubt think that there is a lot of things that are pointing to an inflation right now, correct?
I believe that there are. I think consumers are feeling the pinch at the grocery store, at the gas pumps, and probably at the clothing stores and other places as well. We were talking also during the break about how Pennsylvania is not even in terms of unemployment. My area is much more impacted by Marcellus Shale than yours is. So the unemployment rate in Lycoming County is actually lower than the state average, whereas your unemployment rate is higher than the state average.
Right, exactly. And that's why real estate is, we often say in the business, real estate is local. So what's happening to me might necessarily not be happening to you, and it may not be happening nationally.
Exactly. And sometimes you almost want to say to buyers, you have to promise me you'll quit listening to national news. Because the guy out of New York is talking about the national picture. He's not talking about Scranton or Dunmore or Jersey Shore or Williamsport. And you need to know about your local market. The other thing as an appraiser is there are most definitely markets within markets. You can have one segment of the market performing very well. There's high demand. There's good turnover. You can have another segment of the market where there's an incredible amount of supply and things are stagnating. It just really depends.
It does. Exactly. So again, you are a real estate instructor. You're a certified appraiser. You're a broker. You're an owner. You do it all. You grew up in the business just like me. I grew up in the business.
Absolutely. We're real estate brats.
All right.
That's right. A lot of similarities between these two women.
Well, a lot of times, if I'm confused as a realtor, when I look at the headlines in real estate, and I'm just going to just mention a few that I've seen in the recent past. The real estate fallout of a stalled government. Home prices break long descent, but late year declines forecast. Foreclosure postings down 14%. 1 million foreclosures delayed until 2012. Mortgage rates decline. Reports increase in prices and sales in June. Housing and economic forecast points to rising activity. I mean, these are all within a week, these headlines. So if I get confused by reading this, I could just imagine just a regular everyday consumer.
I could not agree with you more, Jackie. I think it's very confusing for a layperson. And you know, one of the great things we always say in real estate is if you don't know real estate, know your realtor. Now, the level of service you and I both try to provide to our clients and customers is tremendous, deep market knowledge so that our clients and customers understand we know the local market and we can advise them as to the local market. You've shared with me there are some outstanding bargains in your market. There's outstanding bargains in my market.
Phenomenal buys.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, the other thing with real estate is I always say it's the only investment someone else will buy for you. We were talking about your young son, and I don't know if you share on the radio program that you have this adorable young son. But, you know, my children are older. They're out of college. But I like to tell this story, and it's true. When our children were young, we began buying investment real estate. The first property my husband and I bought was a 5-unit. We did the classic owner financing for the down payment, the balance through the bank. From there, we bought a 2-unit, then we bought a 3-unit. As our children went to college, we sold those properties. It didn't cover everything, but it covered a lot of it. But the big benefit is someone else created the equity by paying the mortgage. We call them tenants. We call that paying rent. It is the only investment someone else will buy for you. The financial planners will tell you, well, if you've got a child, every month you should be putting $500 into a mutual fund. Most people don't have $500 a month to put into a mutual fund. It's a grand idea, but they don't have it. Real estate can be a forced savings for them, and I am very bullish on owning real estate. I think that we are in a great time of opportunity.
I couldn't agree with you more. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. It's the time to buy, no doubt, Melanie. It is the time, if it's for sale, chances are it's on sale. That's something we mention quite frequently
here.
Yes,
that's one of our favorite sayings.
I would agree with that.
All right, let's take a little turn and go into a different topic at this point. In my work in dealing with a lot of sellers and a lot of buyers, I find a lot of confusion regarding agency. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And, you know, Jackie, we have to lay this confusion at the feet of the licensee.
I agree.
It's the licensee's responsibility to explain to the consumer just what the heck agency is.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I believe there's a lot of realtors that don't fully understand agency, what it means, the different types of relationships, what it means to the consumer, what it means to their client, what it means to their office.
Oh, absolutely, Jackie. There are times when I'm doing a class, I have one I'm fond of called Who's Your Client? And I will have agents say, oh, well, you can do X, Y, Z. And I'll say, but gosh, you're acting as a dual agent. Are you sure you can do X, Y, Z? You can tell from the expressions on their faces they don't understand. No, I can't do X, Y, and Z. So the agent's got a real responsibility to, first of all, make a very timely disclosure to the consumer. What is agency about? It's about who you represent. Agency imposes an additional layer of duties upon a licensee. You and I and Patrick know that as licensees in Pennsylvania, we have a long list of duties we owe every consumer, whether we represent them or not. For example, we need to deal honestly and in good faith with every consumer.
No matter what.
No matter what. But when we take a consumer and turn them into a client, which in Pennsylvania you can only do with a written agreement, at that point you now owe them additional duties. And when I say in Pennsylvania you can only do that with a written contract, I'm speaking from the risk reduction point of view, you're only entitled to recover a fee with a written contract. But those extra duties are loyalty, which means you're putting the client's needs above everyone else's, including your own, confidentiality, and that's one of the biggest problems with dual agency. Of course, as you and I know, being practitioners, and Patrick knows, a dual agent is one agent representing both the buyer and the seller in a transaction. Now, obviously, the seller wants to get the most for the house. The buyer wants to pay the least for the house. It is not uncommon in these negotiations to have the seller say, well, yes, I'm listed at this price, but you know I would come down to that price. It's also not uncommon for the buyer to say, I'm offering this price, but you know I go to that price. And as a dual agent, you have to keep all of that confidential.
You can't share it.
You cannot share it. And I know a lot of agents think, you know what, I put the deal together and everyone was happy, so it's okay. Really not the case.
It's not okay.
It is not okay.
But, you know, I often find that the consumer usually has the epiphany about agency and dual agency after the contract's put together.
Usually they do. I do have a great story that I'd like to share with you, if I may.
Yes.
I had a young couple, and I had just signed them to a buyer agency agreement. And when I sign people up, I say, you know, we're going steady, and I better not see you out with any other realtors, because if I do, it's going to be ugly. So they understood that if they encountered any other agent, any other place, they were to say, hello, we're working with Melanie McClain. Well, sure enough, this young couple on their way home saw an agent putting a sign up to announce an open house in a few days. Rural area, they stopped their car. Agent came toward them. Oh, are you interested in this house? Yes, we're working with Melanie McClain. Oh, that's fine. I know Melanie. That's great. Now, remember, you and I are agents, so we're automatically thinking, yes, this other agent is representing the seller. Let me tell you what she said that is just mind-blowing. She said to my clients, who were not her clients, she was not representing them, I am getting so sick of doing open houses on this house. This is the third one I've done. They had an offer of X, which, by the way, was below the asking price, and they should have taken it, but they didn't. I told them this house wouldn't sell for more than Y, which was also not the asking price. Well, to make a long story short, they walked through with her, thanked her very nicely, came home, called me. We went back through. We did a contract. We got it for an even lower price than the one she had bandied about. But the important part of the story is they said to me, as we were going through that house, listening to this woman basically sell her client down the river, all we could think was, we're really glad she's not our agent. So there was a lesson there. I like to remind people when they're in class, as a realtor, you never know when you're being interviewed. You could be running an open house and someone could come through that door. You think they're just there to look at the house. They're interviewing you. They're seeing how you conduct yourself. They're seeing how you talk about this listing and how you talk about the sellers. And if you trash the house or you trash your clients, I don't think you'll be signing up new clients from that encounter.
No way. Very interesting.
Hey, you know, you don't have to watch soap operas when you get in real estate. You just get up and go to work every day.
Do you ever think about writing a book?
Absolutely.
You have a lot of great stories, and I think that you would be able to put one together in no time.
Well, actually, I wrote a book on foreclosures. That's actually a textbook, but I'm working on a book called It's Not Rocket Science, It's Just Real Estate.
Oh, good.
And I hope to be bringing that out in the next few months.
All right. I'll buy it.
All right, good. Then I better get on the ball.
You better. Yeah. Very interesting. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Rohde Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And today in here with us is Melanie McLean. She's a broker, owner, certified appraiser, real estate instructor. You do it all, right?
I try to do it all.
You do. Among other things, you're a wife, your grandmother, new baby.
We have a brand new grandson. He's only 2 months old, and I am totally in love.
I know. I see those pictures on Facebook, and they're wonderful, and it's a great time, so enjoy. We thank you for coming in with us today. We're going to be wrapping it up in a few brief moments, but would you come back next week? Because I didn't get anywhere near the amount of information out that I wanted to.
I would love to. You guys are so much fun.
And so are you. Thank you so much. Before we close, we'll review a listing. Pat?
Yes, I have a beautiful listing. It's $189,000. It's a lakefront on Chapman Lake. This is an absolutely beautiful. This is a cottage. It's not a year-round home. But it's on a half-acre lakefront, 2 bedrooms, 1.5 baths. It's soothing, relaxing, peaceful cottage. I was up there the other day sitting on the porch, and I called Jackie. I said, Jackie, I says, do we need a cottage? And she hung up on me. So I guess we're not getting a cottage right now. But if I could, I would buy this. This is beautiful. It's on lakefront and Chapman Lake. It's 2 bedrooms, 1.5 baths for $189,000.
Yeah, the nice thing about that parcel is it's just shy of a half acre, and you could separate the parcels and build 2 houses. One for mom and dad and one for you.
Okay, forget about the house on the lake.
All right.
My question is, did you have your fishing pole with you?
No, there were fishing poles on the porch. I think the house comes with the fishing poles.
Wow, sounds like paradise.
Patrick always talks about fishing. You're going to have to take him up there. Okay. We know the owners. They invited us, so I think we will. And the tip of the day, this incredible tool is the Century 21 Real Estate Search mobile app. It's available for most smartphones, the iPhone, the Palm, Android, BlackBerry, most feature phones. You can search listings, available listings, properties for sale or for rent by GPS location, address, city, or zip code. You can text C21 to 87778, or you can go to app.c21.com, and it'll store right to your phone, and you can start searching available homes for sale. That concludes today's Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker, again with Jackie Rohde and Pat Devaney of Century 21 Jack Rohde Real Estate. If you have any real estate questions during the week, feel free
to email us at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us at 570-344-6724.
Or friend us on Facebook or search the MLS or our listings or listen to archive radio shows at jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Thanks for joining us and have an outstanding weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
Hi, this is Jackie Rohde from Century 21 Jack Rohde Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.